going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Former Major League Baseball pitcher Scott Sanders. Had to be an enjoyable, well, two out of the three games. Scott, thanks so much for joining us. And if you were up at 1:30 Saturday morning, you got to see Bear kind of take over and knock one out of the park. But man, what a great series between two teams. Have a great dislike for one another, but when you're really good on both ends, it's going to cause that animosity that you got between both.
And Scott, the moral of the story, you got to win two out of three, right?
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, hey fellas, thank y'all for having me. It was unfortunately, believe it or not, I did fall asleep, and then I woke up and I middle of the night and I put on Twitter and I saw the home run, so I literally watched it like three times. But wow, that was a bomb! And man, that place had to be rocking after that home run.
Nothing, man. My thing is, Scott, ain't no way I pitched it.
Yeah, no, it's one of those. Sometimes it's one of those things that you think you're making the right decision, the wrong decision, and obviously. That night, they definitely made the wrong decision because I think that ball just landed like today, and he hit that. You know, that was a few days back. I think it just landed.
You know, Scott, what is your take? You being the pitcher that you are and the expertise that you bring to the table, and you look how it could be college, major league, whatever, how games are structured and how you have a starter, the middle reliever, and the relievers. What is your sense right now? Because LSU fans, I don't know enough about to really give an opinion, but about when you look at LSU's relievers right now and when you're trying to close out a game, it's not too much certainty right now. Well, what's your take on that, where we're at as far as the relievers and closing out games for LSU right now?
You know, so obviously Zach Cowan has been lights out and Cason Evans has been lights out. Those are their two main guys. Those are two guys who come out the bullpen and literally shut the door, knock on wood, almost every time they've had an opportunity to. Now, you know, obviously Jay, which he always does this time of year, he's going to find a way to give his team the best way to win that Sunday game, you know, because the Sunday games in the SEC sometime are, besides, obviously Friday is important because you set the tone, but it's also the Sunday games are so important because, you know, not everybody has that stud on Sunday, but, you know, he went to this week and he went to Cason Evans, the freshman who he had been using out the back end of the bullpen, and he put Chase Shores in the bullpen, which I'll be honest, I think I said this a few weeks back, that I think Chase Shores is probably better off in the bullpen right now coming off the injury he had. You can really pick and choose spots to use him. But, you know, besides those two guys, everybody else has just kind of been up and down. But to not make excuses for the guys who have been up and down, a lot of times they're putting games – where they're already behind, right? When Cowan and Evans are coming in games, LSU had the lead, and their job was to hold the lead. These other guys, a lot of these guys are following Ianson, and for some reason, you look at Ianson's numbers, and they're pretty good, but he just always has that one inning where he gives up two or three or four runs, or a multiple of innings where he gives up two, and LSU's behind. You know, they're not scoring 8-9 runs for him, it seems like. You know, so some of these guys are coming out the bullpen, and coming out the bullpen with a lead is totally different than coming out the bullpen when your team's behind, because you feel like you have to be perfect coming up. When your team's behind, you feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't give up a run, so I have to be perfect. Well, when you try to be perfect in pitching, you know, it just doesn't always work out in the best favor for you. So most relievers want to come out with a lead and just go out there and just let their stuff shine, let their stuff play, and they know, okay, I can give up a run. I just can't give up three or four, if that makes sense.
Scott, I don't know if this is a fair question or not, but someone asked me to ask you about this, knowing you were going to be on tonight. To compare what we're watching with Derek Curiel, who was unbelievable yesterday, 4-for-4, he gets a home run, 2 doubles, 5 RBIs. Compare Derek to Dylan Cruz, same time in their careers.
Yeah, you know, two different type of players, but obviously I think Curiel's numbers as a freshman are probably better than Dylan Cruz's. Obviously, I don't know if he'll be as good as Dylan Cruz and be the second pick in the draft, to be honest, but his numbers are phenomenal. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but one of the first weeks we talked, I told you keep your eye on this kid, because I watched him, and it's just, he doesn't look like a freshman, you know. And the one thing, LSU fans have to enjoy him, because he's going to only be here 2 years. You know, he's going to be a draft eligible sophomore next year, so he won't be here after next year, because he'll be a first round pick next year. As long as he's knock on wood, he stays healthy. But I think raw numbers, the stuff he's putting up, you know, with the on-base streak he had, and obviously yesterday was 4-for-4, whatever he was. He's a pro as a 19-year-old, which is pretty impressive, even though – and I don't care what conference you're doing in, but when you do it – what he's doing in the SEC is phenomenal. But, I mean, comparing apples to apples, numbers-wise, I think Curiel's freshman year is better than Dylan Cruz's, but I don't think he'll be – as high as a pick as Dylan was.
Jared Jones, I know you and I have spoke about Jared so many times, and Bear, just the raw power that he brings to the plate. But I remember last year, and this was about midseason, and you made the comment to me, I see the change in him. He's become much more selective at balls he is swinging at. He has become a better overall hitter. And I... You know, one thing is he's intimidating at the plate when he steps up there. And you see that steady progress with Jared Jones, even though he's a star player today, he still has upside to his game. Scott, that's unbelievable. Well, when you see the numbers he's put up and how intimidating he is, and yet there is still some upside to his overall game.
Yeah, no, 100%. You know, you're looking at he's hitting .358 on the season, which number one for a guy with that type of power is really impressive. You know, he's got 30 walks on the season, which, you know, that puts his on base percentage at .458. So it's not every other time he's getting on base, but dang near every other time. Every other time at the plate he's getting on base, which that just shows you that, you know, back as a freshman, he probably hit in the 245 range, and his on base is probably 275, you know, so that's telling you he's not walking. And his strikeouts were probably, I wouldn't say 2/3 of the time, but 60% of the time he was probably striking out, you know. But he just, you know, he grinded, he got in the cage, he learned. And I'll be honest, watching Tommy White and Dylan Cruz do it, there's sometimes a coach can try to teach you anything and everything he wants to teach you, but some of the best lessons in life, and Bobby can tell you, is sitting and watching two really good hitters do it day in and day out and say, like, I want to be like those guys. What do they do? Pick their brains, because coaches, you know, you're talking about coaches, they're sometimes twice the kid's age, you know. They can relate, but they don't always relate the same as somebody that's only 2 years older than them, that's in the fire, doing it every day. So I really think him playing with Tommy White and Dylan Cruz really, really helped him become the hitter he is today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Scott, I don't know how much you've watched Southeastern this year as LSU plays them tomorrow. This is a 33-11 team. They're 18-6 in the Southland Conference. Man, they got kind of overshadowed, certainly, because of what's happened in Baton Rouge. But I don't know how much you've watched of the Lions, but how you think they will match up going up against LSU tomorrow night?
Well, and Mike, like you're saying, you look Southeastern, but look at the Southland Conference. They're going to have a conference winner, and they're going to probably have an at-large team, you know, this year. Well, you got three or four teams in the hunt, and we all know, look at Northwest.
One of them is Southeastern.
No, and they look at Northwest, yeah. The competition in the Southland Conference, when they come to LSU, and they and all of a sudden they 10-run rule them. So, it's not easy when you look at like where Southeastern's at right now. You look at Lamar, what they swept UNO.
Yeah.
So there's about, if you got a Southland Conference team on your schedule, there's about four or five of them. But you better be bringing because they can hang.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, McNeese is another team who's having a really a heck of a year. But I have watched Southeastern a good bit. Obviously, that's where my oldest son, Scotty, went. So I still follow them as well. They have a really good team. And the one thing I know for sure, they're not going to be scared. They're going to walk into Tiger Stadium tomorrow knowing that they can beat the Tigers. And obviously LSU is going to have to, they're going to have to piece together some pitching because once again, they got Texas A&M coming in. So they can't just say, hey, let's just empty the tank on Southeastern because they have to keep their pitchers. They have to line their pitchers up for the weekend, you know? So, but you know, Southeastern, the shortstop TJ Salvaggio played for me growing up. That's another reason why I follow him a lot. But I mean, he's hitting 328 with 11 home runs. He plays a real steady shortstop. He's been a shortstop there for 4 years. The guy they've been starting on the midweeks, last name Ambrose, he's got a 2.84 ERA. You know what I mean? So he's been getting guys out on the weekdays, but obviously they haven't played LSU type of teams on the midweeks. But so he's going to have his first really challenge to go out there, and that's going to be the key. If he can go out there and throw four or five innings, I think Southeastern has a chance, but if he goes out there and does what the kid from UNO did and ULL and gives up 6-7 in the first two innings, I think it could be a runaway.
The key down the stretch for LSU, in your opinion?
I really think they need this. They have to figure out who can follow Einstein on Saturday. You know, they need somebody who can come in and hold the fort to give. You know, if they're behind and or if they're ahead. If they're ahead, hold the fort, keep the lead. If they're behind, who can come in, keep the runs down to give LSU a chance to rally late with the bats? Also, obviously, that Sunday, you know, is Cason Evans the guy? If he's the guy on Sunday and he goes out and does what he did, you know, this past Sunday, they have a really good shot, because those are the key. I mean, Friday nights, and they've been, knock on wood, they've been very successful. It's just that Saturday game or Sunday game they find a way in. But like Bobby said earlier, I'll be honest, as good as SEC is right now, two out of three is a really good weekend.
Think about Texas, and man, so much happened in the offseason, and they bring in Jim Schlossnagel from A&M, and man, you know, that's the little brother, big brother type of deal between the two of them. But what a difference he's made with the Longhorns this year, Scott.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. In baseball circles, Schlossnagel is not known as the nicest guy, right? A lot of people, he's the guy you love or you hate, right? There's no middle ground about him. I've never met the guy, so I'm just talking about personally what I've heard through baseball people, because I know guys who love him, and I know guys who would just do, I mean, not only just don't like him, they hate him. You know, and he was supposed to have five guys from A&M transfer with him, Chase Lavalette, the main one, and a few other guys, and every one of them changed their mind and didn't go. So everybody said at the beginning of the season, it's going to be a down year for Texas. You know, he's going to have to build something for the next few years. And, man, when I tell you this guy, all he does is win, that's like the song, like the rap song, all he does is win, no matter what. That's what this guy does. And he's done it at every place he's been. And he's just one of those guys that when you get behind him, he's the leader, he's a winner, and he makes guys better. And, I mean, they're sitting at number one in the nation. If you'd have told somebody, asked somebody, told them that in back in February, they'd have laughed at you. And they said if he finishes in the top 20, it'd be a good year. But, you know, he's doing it, you know what I mean? And he finds ways. This weekend, he beat A&M, which is obviously their biggest rival, three games all by one run. Good teams win one-run games. And obviously, he's got a good team.
Well, Scott, you think about just without even leaving the state of Texas, look what he did at TCU.
Yep.
And then he goes to Texas A&M, and now he's at Texas. That's
with
like
the
going
resources?
To like Auburn, to Alabama. You know, you go to A&M, to Texas, and all that, and he's not overwhelmed. And the bottom line, are you winning? And I just know, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know where he first even started. I just remember him from TCU. It's like, oh, that look at TCU's program. Then all of a sudden he parlays that. He's at A&M, and now he's at Texas. So, hey, might be a mercenary, but all I know is he's winning, and then he gets compensated. And if you win, then the proof's in the pudding there.
100%, and that's what he's won every way he's been. He's always had good assistants, and he lets his assistant coach. You know what I mean? And he's the real perfect person when they say. Like in the big leagues, you have a manager. He is a college manager. You know, a lot of college, programs, their head coach does a lot of things. This guy literally, he manages. He lets his coaches coach. He leads the team. He pushes them. He pulls them. He pulls the strings. But the guy wins, and he like I said, to be number one right now, nobody would have called that early in the year.
Now, Scott, I think they're on top of the division. What about the great start with the Cubs right now? I know you keep up with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. The Cubs have they made the Kyle Tucker trade, which really kind of pumps some energy into not only the fan base but also into the team. You know, they have Pete Crow Armstrong, who's a young 22-year-old center fielder, who is. He's played with camp for a few years. I mean, this kid is electric. He's not King Griffey Jr. by no means, but he's got that type of talent. You know, they're pitching for the first time. Their pitching is doing well. They fortified their bullpen. They went out and got Presley from the Astros, who's a proven closer, which they haven't really had for a few years as a proven closer. But they're playing fun baseball. And at the end of the day, most important, they're having fun. I watch the games, and you can tell these guys are excited to come to the ballpark. And it's probably been a hot minute since the Cubs have been excited to show up at the ballpark.
Scott, last question for you. Man, I think about the National League West. The Giants are winning the division. They're 19-10. The Dodgers are 18-10. They're a half game out. The Padres are 17-11, a game and a half out.
The worst team is the Rockies, but they won four games.
Four games.
Yeah.
And everybody's got 15 wins or more.
Oh, no, that's unbelievable.
That division, man, you talk about a battle royal there early on. It's happening in the NL West.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I'll be honest. You know, everybody's really surprised that the Giants are up there, and I don't know if the Giants can hold that pace. To be honest, I know the Dodgers are going to win. The Dodgers are going to win 105 games, 103 games. I think the Padres are going to be close in the 98 range. You know, but I don't know if the Giants can keep it up. If they do, it's going to be very interesting. But that is a very, very deep division. I still think the Dodgers are the cream of the crop out there. They've had a couple pitching injuries, which obviously I think slowed them down. But I think when they get their pitching staff healthy and Blake Snell back, I think they're going to run away with it.
Well, you know, Scott, you know when it's bad? When you worse than the White Sox. I look at the Rockies. It's like, whoa. They might be excited about Sean Payton and the Broncos. But I don't know. Or the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, the Joker. But I don't know about their baseball team with the Rockies.
Yeah, you know, and the sad thing is that it wasn't that long ago they were pretty good consistently year in and year out. And it just every year they've just been going backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards. And the bottom line is it's really hard to develop pitching there, you know, and nobody – if you do develop a good pitcher, as soon as he gets a chance, he's getting out of there. Because I pitched there, and let me tell you, it's not a good place to pitch because the bloopers – fall in because you got to play so deep and then the homers go out the park. So it's not a good place to pitch.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Always enjoy your insights. Always great stuff. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
All right, Scott.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you guys. Have a great night.
All righty. Scott Sanders does a great job each and every week when we get him on to talk about not only college baseball, but also Major League Baseball.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.